Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Rabbi gets 135 years for abuse. Well, let's go. Yes, I hope all you guys are doing well and kicking ass. Not like this dude. The only ass he's doing is little boy's asses. Yes, this guy's name is Mayim Cohen. Houston man who abused adopted children sentenced to 135 years in prison. Oh yes, that's fun, right? And it's by John Wayne Ferguson. It's at least not by John Wayne Gacy. Or is it? Who knows? Let's continue. Yeah, that's the guy right there. He's the one that did it. This dude looks like Jabba the Hutt, right? Sitting on his chair. But whatever, right? I'm sure he's doing this so he could get out of it. But whatever. Well, anyways, a Houston man who calls himself a rabbi and gained a following showcasing his life as an adoptive father. Oh yes, he got himself a nice little children's, huh? Was sentenced to 135 years in prison Monday after he pleaded guilty for continuous snaking abuse of children once he cared for. Fun times, right? Hey, Nissan Cohen, 40, was given 40-year sentences, a 15-year-old sentence by District Judge Danilo Locayo. Cohen will serve the sentences concurrently. He is not eligible for parole. In case you don't know what concurrently means, it means it's going to be all running at the same time. If it was consecutive, which is one at a time, that would have been the whole 135. Yeah, so this guy, the most he'll be doing is 40 years in prison. Yes, man. So that's some bullshit, but whatever. I'm the retard. Yeah, if it was you or me, we'd get fucked. But like, this guy's a rabbi, quote unquote. He does it? Well, he's still going to prison. He deserves that, but it could have been worse. Just saying. You're gonna die in prison. Yeah, that's most likely. He is an old fossil. You understand that, Locayo said to Cohen after reading the sentence. Yes, but you think he gives a shit? Probably not. You're facing justice. The chances you're getting out are slim to none. I wouldn't count on that. Because long time, you know, 40 years is a long time, so a lot of shit could happen, but who knows, right? In 2023, Cohen was arrested and accused of sexually abusing 6 chitlins he adopted after they were placed in his home as foster chitlins. Oh yes, I'm sure you enjoyed those chitlins, right? Boy, those are some good eats, right? In 2019, he was charged with indecency over contact he had with a foreign exchange student placed in his home. Oh yes, fun times, right? Why not? The charges against Cohen came after one of his foster children called a podcast and made a public outcry about being abused. Ooh, yes, daddy knows best, right? The boy called Cohen a serial liar who had managed to keep children in his care despite complaints to Texas Child Protective Services. Well, that's how you roll, man. You gotta keep your steady flow of victims coming, don't you think? It feels like justice has been done for the 7 boys that we've charged. Yes, but he's only doing 40 years. Yeah, 40 years is a fucked up long time to do, but it could have been 135. You should have got that, in my opinion, but what do I know, right? Okay. Said Harris County Assistant District Attorney Jana Oswald, the chief of the Adult Sex Crime Division. Oh, yes. I feel that justice has been done for them and they don't have to get up and testify and recount everything they have experienced by him. That's bullshit. Me personally, if this guy did that to me, I'll try to go up there and try to give him maximum damage. That's just me because I'm a vindictive person. That's a relief for myself and for them. Cohen appeared in court in an orange jumpsuit and sitting in an electric wheelchair. They should just give him the electric chair, but whatever. He had shaved his head and beard and appeared to have lost significant weight since his prior court appearances. Whatever, maybe he is sick, or maybe it's a fucking trick, who knows. Cohen said yes through a heavy breath when asked by Locayo if he understood the consequences of his guilty plea. Well, no shit, they already caught him with his pants down, as they say, you know, so, what the fuck can you do, right? As a result of the plea deal, prosecutors dropped 6 other pending charges against Cohen. Oh, okay. That's probably why they gave him that thing as concurrent, too, because he probably put that in his plea deal. Yeah. Fucking A. Cohen has claimed to suffer from major health issues even prior to his arrest. Oh, now he's crying that he's a hurt little boy. Okay, just like his victims, huh? His accusers said he pretended to use oxygen and didn't require a wheelchair. Yeah, you gotta play the part, you know, so like that you be pathetic in their eyes and they give you a less sentence. And it worked. But still, 40 years is still 40 years, so he has that to deal with. Oswald also questioned the legitimacy of Cohen's ailment and said that the plea deal had nothing to do with his physical condition. Yes, he was like this already. Trust me, bro. It has always been our belief from the facts of the case and the probable cause statement that he was faking his illness, Oswald said. I have no reason to believe that he is not doing that now. Before his arrest, Cohen gained a following on social media by holding himself as a rabbi and Orthodox Jew who had adopted 9 children from the struggling Texas foster care system. Oh, yes. You got them when their luck was down and you go get them on the cheap, right? I vey. Cohen's life was featured in TV stories and news articles, and he chronicled his experience on a website called Our Unique Family. Yeah, I wonder if they also had Our Unique Family After Dark. I think I'm going to hell for making fun of this shit. Hey, but at least I didn't touch nobody, right? So this guy's gonna go to a special kind of fucking hell, don't you think? Just saying. But prosecutors said the website was a facade that hid that Cohen, who was born Jeffrey Lujan Vigil, at least not Jeffrey Dahmer, was grooming and abusing the chitlins. You gotta tenderize your victims, right? Yeah, mix the meat all nice and tender. Yum, yum, yum. One of Cohen's adopted sons said they were molested and forced to perform sex acts on him and each other and were threatened or bribed by him to keep other people from finding out. What a fucking creep, right? Cohen has been in custody since his arrest in 2023. He will eventually be transferred to a state prison. Yes, enjoy your stay, my friend. You'll like it there. Yes, and there you'll get all the gay butt sex, only unfortunately they're going to be of older age. Yes, they're not going to be underage because it's going to be a male prison for men. So, yeah, who knows, maybe you'll get a very legal one. So, you know, there's always that, right? Well, anywho, let's carry on. Cohen still has to appear in a district court at least one more time so that his victims can face him one last time and make impact statements in open court. Okay, might as well go through that bullshit, right? 2 of Cohen's victims were in court Monday and declined to comment after the hearing. Yeah, what would you say after this dude buggered you and did all kinds of fucked up things? I don't know, what would you think? What would you feel? Damn, it's really fucked up, but who knows, man? It really is. The boys in February filed a lawsuit against CPS and other state agencies, accusing them of failing the property vet Cohen before placing them in his care. Yes, people don't give a shit about you. You're just fucking fodder. It is what it is. I think that the whole system of adoption and foster care in Texas is just awful, said Cheryl Chandler, one of the attorneys representing the boys in the civil lawsuit. Cohen should never have been able to adopt one child, let alone 9. Oh, now you said after the fact, right? Oh, okay. I think you guys kind of like let it happen so you have work to do. Just saying. A single person who had no job, who claims to be a Jewish rabbi and is not, and they just keep putting more and more kids in his care. Yes, he learned how to game the system, and that's how he got his... his prey, or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, this is pretty fucked up. Yeah, the government fed him all these children, and he went in there and consumed. And now he got caught. So, I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, they might kill him in prison. That's a possibility because he looks like a pushover. Just saying. Well, anyways, I hope you guys are doing well and kicking ass and enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy. Just be cool, man, because the world is not so cool. Well, fuck these people anyways. You just do the best things you can do. That's all you can do in the end. So, goodbye. Yes, fellas, I hope you enjoyed my outro that I'm doing here. But unfortunately, on YouTube, they don't let me put the stuff because right here it would be copyrighted. So I just took off the song, and I'm going to tell you guys here on YouTube to check me out on Rumble and also on MGTOW.TV because they're uncensored, especially MGTOW.TV. They're uncensored, not like Rumble. I have a couple of my things taken off. Just saying. So, goodbye.
Fuck niggers.